so we'll just finish off the last half hour for this evening.
好，我们把最后三十分钟的课程再讲下去。
Just during the break, I had another look through James 5:16, where it starts off in that first part of the verse.
在休息的时间呢，听他又看了一下这个雅各书的五章十六节的前半段。
And it's interesting where they say in English, they say confess faults to one another. Now, obviously, the translators didn't understand. They didn't want to use the word sins because they themselves thought this is really strange that we'd be confessing sins to each other. So they changed the translation. See, the translators couldn't understand. The word is sins in the Greek. It's the same word hamartia. It's the word for sin. But they don't translate as sin in the English.In the Chinese, you've got zui, I guess. But,
but why they don't use sin?
Because they don't understand what James is trying to say. They think that's wrong. Why should we be confessing our sins to each other? See, they don't understand that.
在这个现代版的詹姆士，詹姆士国王的版本，或者是老的詹姆士国王的版本呢，他们都用了这个认错，向彼此认错，而不是用认罪。好，他们用的是错而不是罪，为什么呢？因为他们原本的希腊文是写认罪哦，可是他们不能翻译的人不能理解为什么我们认罪不是只能跟天父认罪吗？所以他们就只好把它翻成认错。
They didn't really understand what James was saying, but to avoid getting involved in false theology, they thought it would be safer if we just change the word sin and make faults instead. At least that sort of covers us up a bit because.We don't want to be telling people they should be confessing their sins to each other.
但翻译的人呢，他又不知道该怎么办，所以他就把这个罪字呢，认罪的罪字呢，改成错，避免呢整个圣经有一些矛盾之处。
Okay, but it's just another interesting example we see of when translators don't really understand the theology, they will change things around to try to fit with their understanding.
所以这就是有很有趣的事情，就是翻译的人呢，当他不是很理解的时候呢，他就试着要规避那个可能翻错的一个问题。
A proper scholar of the Bible needs to understand the theology and the language as well.
所以一个好的圣经的翻译者呢，他其实必须既能认了解这个语言的翻译，又必须要真正能够理解神学的理念。
You can get some people and their scholarship level of the Greek language is very, very high, which is a good thing, you know, because Greek is a very sophisticated language. And some people, you know, their understanding of classical and Koine Greek is excellent.
很多翻译的这个圣经的人呢，他们其实是真的是希腊文的这种专家，是非常高段的这种语言，从语言角度的学者。
But to translate the Bible properly, you don't just have to have a knowledge of the Greek, but you also need to understand the theology, because obviously sometimes words can have different meanings. As a theologian, you need to understand what is the meaning that the writer is trying to use here.
但是呢，只是懂得语言哦，是不够的，是要懂得圣经的真正的经义概念哦，它才能够做一个正确的翻译。所以这个神学的修养很重要。
We see a bit of an example of this in the second part of this verse, talking about prayer.
就像这个第二部分在讲的是祈祷。
Just to give you a look at the five Greek words here, and they're all fairly simple words in the Greek.
那在荧幕上面你看到的这几个字呢，其实是不同的字，可是它其实意思非常相近。
Okay, you can see that, yeah, you've got the words here on the Greek on the chart, and on the right-hand side, you see a fairly loose or a general English translation, though obviously each word can have more than these meanings here. But the words that they used to translate, polu, for example, much, that's a good translation.
But why they are all together?
What they do is they take out each word, and they're just giving it directly what each word means from these five words that you see starts off here, in this bottom line here.
所以呢，这五个字呢，其实就是刚才的经句里面的最第二段哦。它其实只有五个字，那每一个字的直接的翻译就写在这个表上。
Two of the words in this verse, one is SQA, you can see here,And the other one down the bottom, energomene. The root words of these are two of the words that we saw before in Ephesians 1:19 for words for power.
哪一个字? Which one is the power?
If we go back to Ephesians 1:19, remember we had four words for power.
Yeah, 就像在以弗所书一章十九节里面有四个有关能力的这个字。
Yeah, and see the one circled in green here, that's where we have the word energy from, that's energeias.
然后这个绿色圈圈所画起来的字呢
？They translate as working here.
就是作用这个字。
And then you have the one in the blue here, is kuos.
然后这个蓝色圈圈的字。
And that actually should be in the blue here as well, but that's a word for power.
那个蓝色圈圈下面，其实那个红色的地方应该改成蓝色哈。
Okay.
就是它是一个力量。
So these two words share the same root words as the last word here and the second word here. So those same two words.
所以第五个字呢，就是作用。然后第二个字呢，上面第二个字下数下来第二个字呢，应该就是力量。
But here they translate the word as prevail, which really means to have victory over or to be able to do something.
但是这边把它翻译第二个字翻译成能力。
Yeah, really just means to be able. I guess that's the most basic meaning.
就是能够做什么。
Okay, and then again we have the word energies, we have the word energy in English, which means here they translate being made effective.
然后这个最下面这个字呢，本来是能量或作用，它这边也是被翻成说让它有效。
Okay, now the way you can translate this is really quite loose because I'm not going to read through all these now. You have this PPT on your phones now. I send it to you. And you can look through and compare the English. And they're actually quite different. And this is only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think there's 7 verses, 7 translations. And they're all quite different, but a little bit the same, if you know what I mean.
所以你看一下这个5章16节啊，它这边有一二三四五六七种翻译，但其实还有更多种啊，每一个其实翻起来都不太一样。
And actually, if you go to the website page at the top here, there's a BibleHub.com, and you can put it, type in this verse number here. There's actually about 20, or maybe twice, there's about 15 maybe. This is only some of them. There's quite a few more verses in English.
如果你用左上角的那个网路的等于是这个网站哦，它可以帮你把同一个经句所有的翻译啊都列出来的话，那个雅各书五章十六节这边它大概有十五种翻译。
But the general idea is there. Whatever version you use, you can sort of get a general idea of what James is trying to say.
所以你这样看一下呢，这边虽然只有七种，但你就可以了解雅各到底想要告诉我们什么。
Okay, and this is the Colonel's translation. Oh, actually, comes from Max's book. That's right, the book I mentioned before.
然后那个在 Max Klein 他的那本书里面哦，有写到上校牧师他对这一句经句的翻译。
And so this is how we can translate it. The prayer of a righteous believer has much power when it's put into operation.
That's the second part of the line.
Of James 5:16, that's right.
Not the first part.
Not the first part.
所以这个是把这一段呢，其实把是五章十六节的后半段的那一句那五个字的翻译呢，是讲成说，对于一个有公义的信徒，他的祷告呢，是当他在放进行动中的时候，是更有力量的。
We say put into operation, really just means when he says the prayer, when he applies the principles of prayer. So put into operation just means he's praying. That's really what it means. You've got to pray. You can't just think about praying, but you have to pray.
这个我再翻一次哈，就是说，当一个很有公义、很信实公义的一个信徒呢，当他在祷告的时候，他的祷告是更具效力的。
Now, I've got a footnote below this. It says, note the difference between positionally righteous because of plus R. Remember, we have plus R. Every believer, every Christian has plus R, has God's perfect righteousness.
这下面有注解，他就说呢，我们要知道每一个信徒都是有神的完整的公义。
That's what we call plus R, because God, He credits it to you. He gives it to you.
这个加 R, 它其实是神给我们的。
And that's what He gives you when you believe in Jesus Christ, even before you've come into your first ever Bible class.
这个所谓神给的这个公义啊， 是我们就算还没有来上圣经课，我们就已经得到了。
So even before you can learn how to become righteous by changing your thinking and changing your behavior, you are righteous in the eyes of God.
所以在神的眼中呢，你就算还没有做很多个人的修正，你还是在神的眼中，你就是已经是公义的。
In the eyes of God, you are perfect because you have God's plus R, you have His righteousness. That means you can go to heaven, of course.
也就是说，在神的眼中呢，你就是一个完美的公义了。所以你已经可以去天堂了。
But God's purpose for you is not just to go to heaven, but for you to become righteous as a person.
而这个完整的公义不只是要让你能够去天堂，它而且要让你能够成为一个完美的人。
That's what we call experientially righteous. So in your experience as a person, now you're thinking, and it takes years and years. Remember, we have to spend years and years learning the Bible and applying the Bible, overcoming your sins and overcoming your emotions and eventually becoming to think like a righteous God. That's experientially righteous.
But why we mention about experience?
Well, because when James talks about the righteous believer, the prayers of a righteous believer, he's not talking about plus R.He's talking about you have to become a righteous believer.
但是呢，这个地方所提到的这个所谓的一个有力量的祷告者，就是一个信徒，他的祷告有力量是在于不是那种神直接给你的那个 plus R， 就是加 R， 他不是指这个。你的功力必须要是你经由你自己的不断的练习而越来越像耶稣基督的那种。
Yeah, it's very important that you do understand the difference between, we say, plus R or positional righteousness. You're put into union with Jesus Christ. So you're righteous in Jesus. But you could be a very bad believer. You're unrighteous in your behavior, but you're righteous in Christ. There's a big difference.
So if he is the positional righteousness, bad person, his prayer doesn't work.
It's useless.
所以重点是什么呢？就是说，我们的公义有来自于神，当我们信神、信耶稣基督的时候得到的公义。但是我们也必须在我们成为有了这样的加R的这个公义之外，我们还必须要一直每天练习，让我们自己的经验式的公义能够成长。也就是说，我们可以越来越像耶稣基督，越来越像神。那对于一个这样子，他的经验式的公义越来越多的人呢，他才有可能他的祷告是有用的。否则的话，他的如果是一个很烂的人，他生活不检点，但他是一个基督徒，他的祷告是没有用的。
And there's actually verses in the Bible which tell us that if you are stuck in your sins, God will not hear you. He will not hear your prayers.
所以如果你是一个卡在一个你的罪里面的人的话，神是听不见你的祷告的。
Or even if you have unconfessed sin, you could be a growing believer, a mature believer, but if you have unconfessed sin, this will be a barrier to your prayer.
所以就算你呢是已经是一个成长、成熟、逐渐成熟的一个信徒了，但是如果你有那个没有对神认罪的罪的话，神还是不会接受你的祷告。
And also there's a protocol, there's a proper way to pray. And the Bible lists, it's almost like rules, or we say protocol. Protocol means sort of like rules that you would have concerning a royal family, and how a royal family operates. And there's rules and there's things you need to obey to be able to pray effectively.
而其实呢，对于一个祷告来讲，它是有一个叫做必须要遵照的一个程序，在这个程序之中呢，你才能够做到你的祷告是可以被神所聆听的。
I'll just give you one example and then we'll finish off because we will need to continue the study on Wednesday.
我们再大概讲一下之后，我们就得要结束今天的课程，所以这个礼拜三会继续的讲。
For example, when you do pray, you pray only to God the Father.
所以呢，我们第一件事情就是，当我们祷告的时候，我们是在对天父祷告，我们只对天父祷告。
This is what Jesus taught his disciples in Matthew 6:9.
这就是耶稣基督呢，在跟他的学生们讲的，在马太福音六章九节，耶稣教他的这个门徒们要怎么样祷告的时候，就告诉他说，你要对天父祷告。
And we have other verses in Ephesians 3:14 and Ephesians 5:20.
以弗所书三章十四节跟五章二十节也有提到。
And when you do pray, we always finish off our prayers, we say, in the name of the Son.
然后同时呢，在我们在祷告最后呢，一定是说因着主耶稣基督的名。
Yeah, but actually, there's a greater meaning to this. It's not just adding these words on at the end of the prayer. To pray in the name of the Son means that you're representing Him. So everything in that prayer, from the beginning to the end, has to represent the thinking of Jesus Christ.
而这些方法都不是说、哦、一个什么没有道理的规则，它其实是很有道理的。也就是说，我们在祷告的最后呢，我们是代表的是说，我们是代表着圣子而祷告的。
Okay, so when you pray, if you're praying something that is not in the Bible, outside of the Bible, meaning that if it doesn't match with the rules and the commands of Scripture, then you're not praying according to the name of the Son.
所以如果我们祷告呢，我们所祷告的事情是与圣经无据的，那也就是我们不是因着跟圣经同样的思维来祷告的话，那我们就不是以圣子的名来祷告了。
I mean, just to give you a crude example, we know that stealing is a sin.
就像一个举例啊，这个偷窃是一个罪。
But if you run out of money and you might think, well, you know, I need to rob a bank, so you pray, God, please help me rob the bank because I need money. That prayer is not in the name of the Son.
那如果呢，你呢把钱都用光了，非常需要钱，所以你就跟神祷告说啊，让我可以成功的抢劫一个银行。那这个抢劫银行就不是在圣经里面可以允许的事情，所以你就不可能以圣子耶稣基督的名来做这样的祷告。
Okay, and then the third one here we have is when you pray in the power of the Spirit. That means you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三件事情就是当我们祷告的时候呢，我们必须以圣灵的力量来祷告，也就是说我们必须在圣灵充满的状况下祷告。
And that's mentioned in Ephesians 6:18.
这是以弗所书六章十八节提到的。
Okay, now that's just some examples of what we're going to be looking at again on Wednesday and then probably next Sunday about how to pray effectively.
好，所以呢，这就是基本的一个概念。我们今天先讲到这边，然后礼拜三会继续跟大家讲。
Okay, for now, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
So, Father, we give thanks to you for the message that you prepared for us.
感谢天父为我们准备的这些讯息。
And we give thanks that through the truth,that comes from your scripture and the ministry of the Holy Spirit with that we can understand your plan.
感谢你教导我们的真理以及感谢圣灵对我们的教导让我们可以明白。
We pray that we can appreciate the great privilege that we have of being in Christ.
我们特别感谢我们能够得到这样的特权能够在耶稣基督里。
And that Christ is in us as well.
而耶稣基督也在我们里面。
We also pray that through our studies we can learn how to pray effectively and have great power in the spiritual life.
而因着我们今天的研读，我们理解到怎么样祷告才是会有最有效果、最有果效的，而让我们的祷告是最有力量的。
So we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
我们所有祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.